Quick Take Northwest, regional news for the terminally switched on from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
This is Tim Monicum with your Quick Take Northwest for this Friday, November 10th, 2006. It's Veterans Day holiday for many, though the actual Veterans Day is always on November 11th, which is Saturday this year. Taking a look at news today, four more defendants in the eco-sabotage group known as The Family pled guilty in Eugene yesterday. The group was charged with arson and conspiracy related to a string of firebombings between 1996 and 2001. Six other co-defendants pled guilty earlier. Some could face up to 15 years in jail. Karen Emmergut is the U.S. Attorney for Oregon. She says the Earth Liberation Front and Animal Liberation Front had a wide reach.
These cells were responsible for more than 20 arsons in six western states, which, as I said, caused more than $30 million of property damage. Their targets included the Vail Colorado Ski Resort and the University of Washington Horticulture Center, as well as 11 events in Oregon, which caused losses to both private and public property.
Emmergut praised the cooperation among state, federal, and county agencies in the nearly decade-long Operation Backfire. The Oregon Supreme Court has effectively banned so-called canned hunting in the state. As Christian Fodenvenser reports, the ban stems from the court's new, broader definition of the term wildlife.
Clark Couch owns a game ranch in Madras where hunters can shoot imported deer from Europe and Japan. The animals can't run away, but the fence is 16 miles around. In 2000, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife charged Couch with 50 violations for illegal hunting on the grounds his animals were wildlife despite being non-indigenous and captive. Jonathan Lovorn of the Humane Society of the U.S. says the decision has repercussions around the country.
A number of states are looking at bans on canned hunting, including Vermont, Pennsylvania, and New York. And the question about whether or not captive wildlife is within the control of state fish and game officials is very important.
Couch says he'll probably file a takings lawsuit, as the expanded definition means bison, llama, and all kinds of other farmed species would now appear to be wildlife and therefore the property of the state. Christian Fodenvenzel, OPB News.
Oregon's universities are no longer growing. Enrollment numbers released Thursday show a negligible increase at the state's public universities. It is the smallest rise in at least 10 years, and if not for an increase in the number of graduate students, enrollment would have fallen. Melissa Unger with the Oregon Student Association says a decline in the number of Oregon residents becoming freshmen highlights the role of state funding.
With the trend that out-of-state students are increasing while in-state students are decreasing, actually shows that universities have had to go to out-of-state students to try to balance their budget because the state's not investing in educating Oregonians.
Dropping enrollment at community colleges in recent years has also led to fewer students transferring to four-year public universities. Officials say those declines are also budget-related. Western Oregon recently announced a plan to guarantee next year's freshmen a fixed tuition for 4 years. But advocates say lawmakers need to increase budgets for higher ed and student financial aid to keep universities strong. Veterans Day is not like President's Day or Thanksgiving. It's always on the same date, November 11th. That's a Saturday this year. Rob Manning explains who is observing the holiday.
Veterans Day is officially Saturday, so mailing a letter on Friday the 10th should be no problem. Seeing a bank teller should be no harder than usual, since banks are typically open Friday, though they may close or have reduced hours on Saturday. But if you want to talk to a state worker in a non-emergency department like education or environmental quality, you'll find voicemail if you call Friday. Same goes for city offices. Of course, emergency workers like police, fire, and road workers, if necessary, will be on duty. It's a little harder to predict for students. Public schools and community colleges are by and large closed on Friday. Portland State is also closed, but U of O and Oregon State, as well as Western, Eastern, and Southern Oregon universities, will be open and holding classes. Rob Manning, OPB News.
Governor Ted Kulongoski has named eight more counties for emergency assistance. They are Multnomah, Washington, Clackamas, Hood River, Lane, Clatsop, Columbia, and Lincoln. Tillamook County was already on the disaster list. All of the counties suffered from flooding this week. The declaration by the governor alerts state agencies to be prepared to offer aid. The governor's spokesman, Charlie Byrd, says these counties are likely to qualify for federal assistance once damage estimates are compiled. Meanwhile, a flash flood watch has been issued for the northern Oregon Cascade foothills and the Northern Oregon Cascades. Cities affected Friday include Sandy, Silver Falls State Park, Sweet Home, Government Camp, Detroit, and the Sandy Yam Pass area. The flash flood watch is in effect through late Friday night. Otherwise, in weather for Portland, Vancouver, the Valley, and the Coast, a high wind advisory through 4 p.m. on Friday. Rain in the forecast with temperatures in the 50s. In central Oregon, temperatures dropping into the 30s with some snow possible tonight. The snow accumulation up to 2 inches in elevations above 4,500 feet. This weekend, you can catch the Helio Sequence and the Snuggle-Ups. That's Friday night at Dante's. And Saturday night, there is a Jeff Buckley tribute show at the Fez. For more information on these programs, just check our links at our website, opb.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Monicum, in for April Bear today. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. April will be back Monday morning with Morning Edition on OPB.